You're listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago Review Podcast, An Ideal Husband by Oscar Wilde, directed by Jim Schneider at Circle Theater in Forest Park, Illinois. Review by Tom Williams. Director Jim Schneider and Circle Theater have a marvelous knack for mounting terrific classic drawing room comedies of manners, featuring wonderfully vivid period-perfect costumes upon Bob Knuth's innovative, opulent-looking gold-trimmed drawing room set, featuring red and gold velvet walls, large doors, and classic Victorian furniture. This show magically whirls us into a rich green and gold drawing room with oriental theme, complete with paintings and jade vases. This production reminds one of a Court Theater or a Goodman Theater high-budget production. The creative production team at Circle Theater knows how to stretch their modest budget to deliver the look and atmosphere worthy of an Oscar Wilde play. An Ideal Husband is Oscar Wilde's initial hit play, first produced in London in 1895. It's a much overlooked work, being overshadowed by Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest, which opened only a month after Ideal Husband. It is a serious comedy dealing with political intrigue, blackmail, and featuring a suspenseful plot utilizing secrets, a letter, and a brooch to deliver comedy, witticism, and comments on the rules of civilized Victorian British society. Wilde has so many one-liners and euphemisms in his stylized dialogue that one has to listen closely to gather them all in. Schneider's talented cast is deft in articulating Wilde's biting and whimsical and often sardonic language. The play moves from the melodramatic to the comic as the scandal has the perfect politician, Sir Robert Chiltern, played by Jonathan Nichols, in danger of losing his position in the government and his social status when Mrs. Cheveley, played by Sarah Knopf Snyder, blackmails him with a letter he sent years ago in his youth, allowing him and an associate to profit from inside information about the building of the Suez Canal. Sir Robert turns to his friend, the dandy social butterfly Lord Goring, the brilliantly droll Bradford R. Lund, for advice and help. Goring adroitly offers many of Wilde's biting and most unflattering comments on men, women, fashion, society, literature, and government. These one-liners spice the work nicely, as Wilde's clever plot renders how Victorian society looks at the way a man and woman differ in how they love. Women passionately idealize their men, while men hide their human weaknesses from their women, according to Wilde. In a series of funny plot twists, Lord Goring, Wilde's alter ego, maneuvers with apt guile, saving his friend and landing a wife as this smart play unfolds. These hilarious scenes are played to the hilt. Terrific work from Bradford R. Lund as Goring, as aided by Sarah Knopf Snyder as Mrs. Cheverly, Jonathan Nichols, Sir Robert, and Danita Lennertz's Gertrude Chiltern. The ensemble sported fine English accents and the glib drollness necessary in an Oscar Wilde play. The production values of the set design and costumes added authenticity to this stellar production. An Ideal Husband is one of the finest comedies Circle Theater has mounted to date. Circle Theater proves that non-equity theater companies can deliver lavish and intelligent productions of classic works. This show is a major achievement. I give it a highly recommended rating. An Ideal Husband by Oscar Wilde, directed by Jim Schneider, now playing at Circle Theater, located at 7300 West Madison in Forest Park, Illinois. Running time is 2 hours and 40 minutes with intermission, now through August the 5th. For tickets and more information, please call 708-771-0700.